Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Twisted Tuesday has begun, and we got a full house here this evening. Nothing but the best. Simply the best. And we're kicking it simply the best style here this evening. Phil Steele will step up and in and kick it with us. The Bible is out, although newsstands aren't like what they used to be, right? You know, they used to be. I remember one of my favorite times was at this time of the year. Like when the Phil Steele magazine would come out. And also, I used to be a big gold sheet guy. Big gold sheet guy. We're kicking it old school now. We talk about the gold sheet. The gold sheet's still kicking. I guess it's a website now or something. It's not the same, you know. Remember the old gold sheet? I used to go Hollywood and Vine. There was a newsstand. Hollywood used to be big on the newsstands. There was a lot of newsstands in L.A. and stuff. Like outside, sort of like New York in the old days, too. New York still has a few of them, but not really. Right? Who buys magazines, newspapers anymore, and stuff like that? But we went digital. We got the Phil Steele digital preview. I preferred a magazine, but I didn't want to wait. And it is what it is. I was like, man, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. College football's coming. So Phil Steele steps up and in tonight. Great stuff. We're going to have Mark Lawrence, too. Playbook.com's Mark Lawrence will join us next week. Phil Steele this week. So we kick things off with class with Phil Steele. Steve Merrill steps up and in. Andrew McCannis kicks it with us. So we got some quality guests here this evening. We got a full house. A lot of stuff to break down. Toronto Blue Jays playing the Oakland Athletics right now, if you want to call it playing. I don't know what they're really doing out there. Like, seriously. I don't know what they're doing. I remember when I was a kid, it was actually a life-changing experience for me. When I was a kid, I went to a blind school. So I went to like a school for the blind. And I had to like, you know, I had to wear a blindfold all day. And let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Like I was walking into things and stuff, and there was no taking it off. Like it was part of the deal. It was no, like, you know, I was basically blind for a day. And I'm starting to wonder right now, did the Toronto Blue Jays, are they participating in the same program that I did? Because I think they are tonight. Like, basically, like, if, like, you put a bunch of drunk guys out there blindfolded, they would do a better job running the bases than the Toronto Blue Jay players do. They're good at hitting the ball to the warning track, though. They're good at that. Like, for the love of God, it's not even the player's fault. Who's the third base coach? Rivera. Like, yo, bro, what are you doing? You drinking a margarita over there? Like, what's going on? Like, Alejandro Kirk isn't exactly Ben freaking Johnson. Hey, Ben, are you a cheetah? Yes, I am. Wow. I got money on this stuff. It's the Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenzi. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people who bust them, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing. It's a Twisted Tuesday. Countdown to kickoff is on. We're kicking it. Bible style. Phil Steele, the College Football Bible, is out, and we got the best in the business. Phil Steele joins us. Phil, not an easy guy to get. He's a busy man, and obviously a lot of shows want to book Phil Steele at this time of the year, but Phil Steele joins us tonight. We talk college football with Phil Steele. One of my favorite parts of the Phil Steele magazine every year is the most improved teams list. So we'll get into the most improved teams list. Phil Steele was on our show, what was it, 3 years ago, and when Joe Burrow won the Heisman. He was like 175-1. All right, Joe Burrow was not on anybody's radar when he was at LSU, and then he tore it apart. So I look forward to seeing what Phil Steele has to say about this year's Heisman Trophy chase. Steve Merrill will step up, and then we'll kick it with Steve Merrill, wagertalk.com. Andrew McKinnis kicks it with us. We talk NHL draft, CFL football. We're talking college football, CFL football. NHL draft props, and of course, the NBA Summer League, Major League Baseball. But let's start off in the NBA Summer League. I'm starting to think that the Orlando Magic might have made a big mistake. And you're damn right you made a big mistake, because if I bet on Chet Holmgren to be the top pick of the draft like I did, then you should have listened to me. You should have listened. I tell you what, Bancaro, you better be good, bro. You better be good. Chet Holmgren. He scored 23 points tonight. He set an NBA Summer League record. Nobody ever blocked six shots before in an NBA Summer League game. There's been some pretty good players that have played in the NBA Summer League. Nobody's ever blocked six shots in a game before. He was surprised to find out that he broke the record. He said, really? The record was only six? And he had six blocked shots in his first game. And he goes, oh, I'll break that record again. Yeah, so Chet Holmgren, he shot 78% from the field. He scored 23 points. He's the first player with five blocks or more and at least four three-pointers in any summer league game of all time. He had seven boards, four assists, six blocks. For people that play DFS, I have a feeling that Chet Holmgren is going to be a pretty popular player. For the record, yes, I'm part of the Minions, except I'm not dressing up in a suit and going to see a stupid movie. I'm part of the Minion that's betting on Chet Holmgren, Rookie of the Year. I'm sold. He just became a favorite. I'm in. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
On the grid, sportsgrid.com.
Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenzi. 5-3 Oakland Athletics over the Toronto Blue Jays, who are really in a little bit of a slide right now. You know, they had a tragic situation. Like, a lot of stuff doesn't get talked about, but their first base coach, Their first base coach, his daughter, 17-year-old daughter, died in a boating accident like last week. Like sudden, obviously. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, 17 years old, man, right? Like 17 years old. So the first base coach took a leave of absence. The team hasn't won since. Like, point blank, they haven't won since. Like this team, like you could tell they're emotionally drained. Things aren't going their way. Suddenly they're making mistakes on a base pass, right? They're running around like they're just rattled right now. You could tell they're rattled. And they're losing to the Oakland Athletics. So it's a lot of stuff to get to. It's a lot of stuff going on. So as I stated, Chet Holmgren went off tonight. And I don't like being one of these guys after one summer league game, but I'm going to be one of these guys after one summer league game and say, wow. Like, dude scored 23 points. He had 7 rebounds. He had 4 assists. He had 6 blocks. Nobody ever had 6 blocks in an NBA summer league game before. He has become the favorite. He has become the favorite to win Rookie of the Year. If you remember, I did a video last week, and I said all this NBA Rookie of the Year stuff, I said the markets won't start moving until the summer league starts, and all it's going to take is, you know, a game here and a game there. And listen, man, he wasn't the only one who went off tonight, actually. He wasn't the only one who went off in the summer league. The Jovic kid went off tonight, too. 25 points for Jovic. Not Jokic, but Jovic. Jovic. Hey, Jaden Ivey, ball's in your court, bro. So, I am a minion. I'm a minion because I got to be honest with you. I thought I was sort of being sharp. Like, midway, right away, like, after the first quarter, I bet on Chet Holmgren to win Rookie of the Year. I admit it. I'm going to put my hand on Mama Mark. I watched the first quarter. I saw, I'm like, man, this kid's got 13 points in the first quarter. I'm like, man, I'm taking this kid to win Rookie of the Year. Boom. I got in. I got in at plus 400. It's now plus 360. So speaking of minions, for the record, you could offer me $50 million. I'm not lying. You don't think I'd take the 50 mil? I'd like to take it. You could offer me $50 million. I could not tell you what a minion sounds like, what it's about, what they do. I know they're little yellow dudes. And I know that teenagers or people, for whatever reason, are wearing suits and dressing up to go see this movie, Minion. I don't know. Maybe Andrew McKinnis knows. Like, McKinnis, he's always worried what I'm going to ask him. Seems to be in his wheelhouse, though. Minions? You ever heard of Minions? McKinnis joins us. Wager talk. What's going on, McKinnis? What's the deal with this Minions movie going on here? You know about this thing? You taking your girlfriend? You going to put a suit on and go see Minions?
I'll stick to the Top Gun type movies, Gabe. But you know, I find that with those kind of movies, they're just like, can't they just come up with some new stuff? They're just, like, dragging on the old stuff. That's kind of what I feel about these, like, cartoon-type movies.
Old stuff? I never heard of it before.
Well, to me, it's, you know...
Is this like a Nickelodeon thing or something? New. Is it like a Nickelodeon, like, Rugrat thing? Or is it like a kid thing? What is it, maybe?
Yeah, it's that type of... It's like a little yellow thing. Like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just I don't know how to, I can really describe this on
air. Are they
right
cool?
Now, but it's... Yeah, they're pretty cool, but it's not brand new.
Are they mouthy? Are they like South Park? Hey, Matthias, you know about the Minions?
No.
You're a big movie guy. You going to see Minions? The little dudes?
I'm not going to go see Minions. Actually, I haven't seen any of the Minion movies, to tell you the truth, but I do know that they're popular. They're really popular.
Gabe, I'm shocked.
There's been Minion
right
movies
now. You don't
before
know what a Minion is.
No,
you know, if I say the word minion, you don't know what it looks like. Like,
no, I know what a minion is. A minion is like a follower, McKinnis, like according
like
to the dictionary.
But like the cartoon, I'm saying. The cartoon minion, like doesn't pop in your head, the yellow guy with the big eyes.
No,
like the big...
No. No. So, see,
like,
we're reversed now.
Do you know that movie, Despicable Me?
Despicable Me? I've heard of it.
I've heard of it.
It's like reverse now. I usually I'm like, what do you mean you never heard of it? Despicable Me. What is that, like one of the little like toy guy type thing movies?
No.
For the record, I don't have a child. Okay, so like I don't see why I would know like what the Minions are or like
Toy Story. There's another one, Toy Story. Saw Tom Hanks bitching about, like, Tim Allen not being in Toy Story. I'm like, I don't care about your Toy Story. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Gabe, that's why I always tell you, like, for the record, I wasn't born in the 80s when you tell me stuff I should know. That's usually...
No. There's a difference between knowing world history and sports history and caring about a children's television show. Let's not confuse the two. Hey, for the record, I'm pro slime. I'm down with the Nickelodeon slime. I like that football. All football, they should do that every week. I missed the first time they ever did that Nickelodeon slime football game. I think I was hungover. I forgot. Right? First time. You know what it was? I was out. It's coming back to me now. I was in New York, and I was with somebody anyway. So I remember I had a slime game, but I actually watched the last slime game, and I enjoyed it. I thought the broadcast crew was better, too. Let the kids do the game.
I was surprised that it actually worked as well as it did. Like, I heard that kids were actually getting into it, watching. It's like growing the game at an early
age. Oh, yeah. It's a good idea. Like, the NFL knows what they're doing.
Pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah, but it was one of those deals where adults liked it, too. Like, it was sort of trippy. Like, it was sort of like Pee-wee, because that's my point. Like, is Minion some hip, like, funny thing? No, it seems like it's pretty safe. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Pee-wee Herman and Pee-wee's Playhouse, right? It was on Saturday morning.
No, Gabe, it's not like a South Park type thing.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
It's a cute, funny, like yeah, you'll still see people like going.
I hate cute and funny things. I hate cute things. What am I gonna do? Like, yeah. I understand if you're like a normal person that has a normal life with a girlfriend and stuff like that, and you're gonna go see Minions. All right. I'm not gonna mock you for it. I'm just stating, you know.
It's not on my list. My brother, he's 2 years older than me. He saw it with his girlfriend. Actually, we were talking earlier today on the phone, but it's not on my list. It's not on my list to go see that. So.
Did you see that Top Gun movie?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, like Gabe. Like, you know,
I haven't
like,
seen a movie in a long time.
These movies get so like hyped up, and like sometimes for me, anyway, like when something gets so hyped up, you almost like go in with that reality of like you're going to get let down. But that didn't happen with me with Top Gun. I went in there and I was like, I heard it's going to be good. I think it's going to be great. And I wasn't let down. It was a really, really good movie. Had a little bit of everything. I enjoyed it. And actually, it's funny you mentioned, I know that obviously you're talking with Matthias every day, but Matthias will just randomly hit me up and be like, bro, you got to see this movie with your girlfriend. I'm like, okay.
He's a
movie guy.
Yeah. You know what? The Top Gun movie looks good and stuff like that. So I'm not anti Top Gun movie. My deal is, you know, I'm not getting any younger. I only have a certain amount of hours to live in my life, and I don't know if I want to give 2.5 hours to Top Gun. That's the way I look at it. I got too many sports to watch.
Come on, Gabe. I know you're giving. We've given too many hours.
No. But this is another one. I admitted too. I admitted my. Some people think it's a big deal. Like, I don't even know the Top Gun story. I know he's a pilot. Yeah, I mean, whatever. He was a hotshot pilot. Like, I don't like stuff like that, bro.
Gabe, my girlfriend, we got there and she goes, "This is about cars."
Wow. It's called Top Gun.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or Die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Sports Rage, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late night anger management class. This is Sportridge. I am Morenci. The pips, the players, the hustlers, the people of Boston, and everybody else in between. He's talking about not knowing Minion. You know what movie I saw? I haven't gone to the theaters, but I watch movies on Netflix sometimes. Not often. Yeah, once in a while. In the middle of the night sometimes. I'll like at 2, 3 in the morning. So sometimes I'll just put it on when I'm handicapping. But I do like the Cesario movies. You ever seen those, McInnes? The Cesario. It's a quality series. They've made two of them now. I'm looking forward to a third one day.
I gotta call you out though, Gabe. I saw you tweeting about eight months or 6 months later after the Netflix doc came out about the Formula One. I was like,
man, I don't watch.
Going off this, I was like, I saw Gabe just
no, I don't watch.
13, 14 tweets about it, and I was like,
but why?
Gabe, this came out like months ago, man.
Yeah, but I don't watch Hard Knocks either. Like, I bet on F. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it was better than I thought it was going to be, like, basically.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the F1 show, and I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, I was like, yeah, okay, it's an F1 sort of show about F1. And I didn't really realize how I saw it. I was like, oh, my God, well, it was so well produced and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't watch, like, same thing with Hard Knocks. Like, people love Hard Knocks, the football show. I don't really care for it. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? Like,
I can watch a few, but I'm not, like, I've got some friends that will sit down and they'll watch, like, every episode in a row. Like, as many as they can, those type of stuff. I really don't
watch a lot of stuff besides sports. It sounds crazy, but you know what I mean? It's true. Like, you know, something in the background type of thing, but, like, I don't watch Big Brother or Survivor. I don't have time for any of that crap. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't like, put it this way. I like stuff. You know what I like? I like documentaries about, like, crazy evil, like, whatever. I like crazy sort of, like, dark documentaries and stuff. Saw a good one about a woman, an evil genius, it's called. Like, I like bank robbery documentary or whatever. I like real life stuff. But I like stuff that I don't have to, like, watch again.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not watching The Walking Dead and stuff, man, because then you got to tune in next week. And then at the end of the show, they never, like, resolve anything. You watch for the whole year, and then it never goes anywhere. It just keeps going and going and going.
Gabe, it's changed. You don't have to do that anymore. You say tune in next week. That's the thing. Like, I don't do that either. Like, I'm the kind of guy that will, like.
No, but the show never ends anyways. Like, The Walking Dead story will never end. It'll just keep going forever. Like.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy with a show like Ozark. Some people actually watched, like, every single week, right? I waited till they were all out and then just watched the whole show. And like,
yeah, the old binge month stuff. I get it.
It's pretty cool what the F1 series did for just the viewership.
Oh, it's helped.
Bringing it to North America.
Without a doubt, it's helped.
I find that super cool, man.
Well, because it lets people know the person in under the helmet, right? So anything that does that is good, right? It, for a sport, it lets people know. And plus, there's a lot of drama, and it's so well done. It's so glossy and, you know, flashy, that show. All right, so let's get down to business here. We were talking about Chet Holmgren earlier. We're gonna get back to the basketball talk after. I want to get to the Kevin Durant situation. I want to make sure Matthias cut that tape up, Matthias, before it's lost. When I believe it was 7 days ago, maybe. I think it was on a Wednesday. I think it was less than a week ago, whatever. That I told one of our guests, McInnes, that Kevin Durant would be a Raptor. But you got to understand, this was before Kevin Durant even asked for a trade, McInnes. So, like, when everyone in all the Woj and all these guys are going to make big money, I'm the one that actually called it before, like, it happened. I said, Kevin Durant's going to end up on the Raptors. And Pickett's like, oh, that's crazy. You know, basically. And anyways, we're going to get into that after because it seems like something's up here, right? It's just, what are the Raptors going to give up? I don't know. Masai Ujiri, he's done this before. He traded DeMar DeRozan. That's why if I'm Pascal Siakam, bro, or if I'm OG, or if I'm anybody besides Barnes, like, I got to be worried, like, just thinking, this guy will trade me. He traded DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi.
Yeah.
Right? So he will pull the trigger.
Is that what you're thinking, Gabe? Anybody but Barnes?
No, I don't think anybody but Barnes, because if you give up everybody, then you bring in Durant, and it doesn't even out anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're bringing in Durant to put you over the top. You're not going to go over the top. You give up half the damn team. So, yeah. You know? So it's one of those weird deals. Dude, they wanted Barnes. Barnes is untouchable. And then word is they came back with an OG and Siakam request, which was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you know what I mean? So I think OG is the odd guy out. So I think the Raptors are trying to pull it off for OG, Gary Trent, and maybe a Chris Boucher and a pick type thing. Masai's not going to get crazy and give up half the roster, because then it doesn't help having Kevin Durant on the team if you give up everybody.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so if you have a team though with Kevin Durant, Scottie Barnes, Pascal Siakam, Thad Young, Fred VanVleet, you've got something, right? And then other people will want to join in. There'll be a couple other sort of guys will say, bro, I want in on this. This is going to, you know, it's going to be a championship team. So I don't know. Or the Nets hold off. They're not going to get ripped off on this, but we'll get into this later. Chet Holmgren lit it up. We got the NHL draft coming up, McInnes. NHL draft. So you're a big hockey guy. It's got to be in your wheelhouse a little bit. And sports books have done a better job, McInnes, this year of ever before. I got to be honest with you. I've never seen so many betting options for the NHL draft before. Like in past years, it would be who's the top pick, and that was it. They haven't had this sort of like full out. Dude, there's as many NHL options as there is for the NBA. Like, you can bet over under 21.5 for some Russian guy you never heard of before. Like, you can bet whatever you want. I've got a couple of plays circled. I've already put Shane Wright in, McInnes, to be the number one pick on a bunch of plays. Last week when everybody got stupid and was saying Slokowski was going to be the number one pick, I kept putting Shane Wright in the back end of every bet I made. So I've got a bunch of parlays with Shane Wright to be the top pick. I stand by that. What are you looking at for the NHL draft? What do you got for us?
Well, you know, Gabe, the thing is for me, I haven't been betting like the best prices. I'll put it that way. I've gotten chalky. The biggest bet I've played so far is Cooley to go number 3 overall.
Yeah.
And, you know, the whole argument's been, where's Wright going to go? Is he going to go number 1 or 2? Or are the Habs going to shock the world and give up the pick? Or you know, take Slukowski? And I'm just like, you know what? No matter who goes 1, Cooley's going 3, right? So I decided to take that pick that's Wright, Slukowski, and Cooley to at -130 in that order. You know, there's been so much, you know, change of how it's all been going with the odds and Wright and the draft orders. But to me, at that price, I thought it was a pretty good price to look at there. And, you know, really, when I look at, I said it to you 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to stick by what I said, really. Wright's the guy for number one. He's the guy I believe that the Canadians should take and will take. But he didn't belong, as far as the betting odds go, at that big favorite that he was. The change doesn't mean, oh my God, you know, he's not going number one overall anymore. I think it was just an adjustment. And also, you know, a lot of the rankings that came out and stuff like that. But, you know, I think that's a really solid pick at the -130.
Well, what it was, they were told, and it's not like they didn't expect as much action as they got, I don't think, number one, or the interest. But basically, they were just told, yeah, listen, this Shane Wright guy is a slam dunk to be the number one pick. So they said it. You're right. They said it at -1250. And I was like, bro, that's kind of crazy. Like, even though he's going to be the top pick, but that's a big, you know, it's doesn't not going to entice anybody. But it did, man. Some books made it like -140 and stuff. Like, it got really, really crazy. Like, you know, I thought, listen, the Slafovsky, what about Slafovsky here? Like, basically, so you got Logan Cooley. What did you lay? What was the price that you got? Because he's -250 right now to be the third pick.
Yeah, I think it was like 260, something like that.
All right, so same price. So, guys, Slokowski, and I told you earlier in the week about this, he was like -150 to be the second pick. I'm seeing 200 now for Slokowski to be the second pick. And I think that's how it's going to play out, guys. So you can, listen, if you want to lay it, I can't promise and guarantee you anything, but I'm going to tell you, he's going to be playing in Newark. He's going to be playing at the Prudential Center. And good luck with that, kid. Someone that lived there. I'm just thinking, his poor kid. Like, of all places, like.
And Gabe, like, if you're, Seattle's getting a defenseman, Juracek's going under 5.5.
I was gonna say, if you're on the Devils, it really sucks too, because you can see New York. So you're just on the other side, right? And it's, I'm telling you, man, like Newark is like Gotham, man. It's like, it's always dark. It's just, there's something about it scary. I'll admit it. Like, there, Newark is like a place, bro, like where you're there. There's something about it in the air. There's something about it. I mean, hell, like I said, like, it's just creepy. So not scary, it's creepy, Newark. It's like a, like an empty Batman set or something. Like, no one's on the street because it's kind of crazy, and New York City's looming in the background, but you have the Newark skyline. Like, anyone from the air knows something. Like, even people that live there know what I'm talking about. And McCann, I don't know if you've ever been there. Actually, you've been in New York. I know you came when I was there, but like, but where they play, it's a very nice arena. But the thing is, there's nothing around the arena. So, like I just laughed. Like, when the players pull up, like, they're driving through, like, some serious stuff. Like, I've always laughed about that. I'm like, man, there's no escaping it for, like, the players. They got to drive down this street into the arena. And, like I said, it's pretty, I guess the best word is sketchy. Put it this way. They drive fast on the way out of there. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This team is fired up. We came here to play.
All right.
He'll lose.
What? Didn't you hear what he said?
Look at the fear in his eyes. Listen to the quiver in his voice. He's a little boy lost in a game of men.
You think we should bet against him?
I bet my entire college fund on it.
You got it.
Mo, $23 on New York.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenzi, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. I'm looking at my account right now, and I'm not impressed, to be honest. Not impressed. Although we did give you the Oklahoma City Thunder tonight at -5. I got to tell you what, guys. People are going to figure this out. They're going to jump on this, but this Oklahoma City Thunder team is going to murder people in this summer league. They got Josh Giddey playing, Chet Holmgren at 23 points, 6 blocks, first ever time anybody ever had 6 blocks in an NBA Summer League game before, and he did in his first game. And he said, oh, I'll break that record. So, and I believe him. So we got McKinnis with us, but let's get back to the NHL draft right now. So you're saying Logan Cooley is a lock, stone cold lock, or you're going to shave your head pick that he goes third overall. That's what you said, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm laying a big price already. I might as well shave my head.
Didn't you already do this? What? Did you ever shave your head for a bet? Didn't you do this years ago? Or no? Did you just
cut it
and you didn't go all the way through? You just cut your hair or something?
Well, I got a one guard. I didn't go bald, but I got a one guard.
Yeah, yeah. See, that was that's weak. Yeah, low. Yeah. That didn't
That's
count.
As low that's as you a, can go. What's there's no lower.
No, you got to go
be
bald
as you.
No, that's not what if you
bald.
Say. That way, if you're gonna say I'm shaving my head, that's what shaving is. You see, you have a miscon. You don't understand what shaving your head means. I brought it up and I had a flashback. I'm like, nah, you already said that and he didn't really do it. Yeah, you got the buzz cut out and stuff.
Nothing perfect,
you.
Eh?
But
well,
nah,
this is the thing.
Nah,
this is the thing. This is the thing. I pretty much like just played along with it as like Carm had it as a joke on Twitter, and I was just like. All right, like, sure, if this happens, I'll shave my head. If this happens, because he always makes this cheesy joke. If, like, we make a bet, we both have to shave our heads, and he's bald as can be. So it's always going to be the only one, like, is me.
Well,
and
if you're confident about the bet, put your name on it. And like I said, that TV show, Dogs of Berlin.
I've come on your show and told you I'm laying a price like this. I don't think I've ever, I mean, I don't talk UFC with you. So this is the only time I've ever come on your show and given a price like this. So everyone's going to argue about 1 and 2, Gabe. I'm going to just sit back and relax and wait for number 3 to happen.
All right. I will not. I've already got Shane Wright and a bunch of plicks. He's up to 350 right now. Get in on Shane Wright. Put him in parlays. He's going to be the top pick. Shane Wright to the Montreal Canadiens. Second pick, Slakovsky. Hey, Slakovsky, you're up. New Jersey Devils, left wing, TPS, SM Liga Junior, 6'4", 229-pounder, played against men, and he also played in the Olympics. The pros weren't in the Olympics, but he did play in the Olympics, and he looked good in the Olympics. Big left winger, perfect for the Devils. All right, Logan Cooley, USA under 18 program. Logan Cooley, center, 5'10", 180 pounds. You're convinced he's going to Arizona, huh? Like, why are you so sure he's going? Why you're convinced that Cooley's the guy there, huh?
I mean, despite his size, everything I've read from him just seems like he has the Arizona Coyotes. Their best players are They wouldn't crack a second line on a lot of teams. I mean, that's just the fact. So I know that the size is definitely his kind of knock, but I like what he brings in the puck. I like his skating ability. I like how he handles the puck. He can
maintain
possession. Yeah. That's what they need is someone that can hold on to the puck, someone that can bring the puck into the neutral zone. Don't lose.
What they need is an arena. What they need is fans. What they need. But good point. I like what you said. They need someone that can hang on to the puck. Hey, puck possession is important. Not talked about enough. Good point.
And he wins faceoffs too. He's a center. So Gabe, it's interesting here. So I'm seeing. I slipped in there, and I apologize for jumping in when you were talking about something else a few moments ago. But David Juracek, I have him going 4, and Simon Nemec is the 5th for me. But if you take a look at it, if you take over 4.5 for him, you can get +160 on that. Really good price. So I'm laying under 5.5. With your check at -155, but over 4.5 with Nemec at +160. Because you pretty much think that the odds makers think.
I'm just going to go Juracek. I'm just going to take Juracek under 5.5 because, like you said, he's either going to go 4 or 5. I think he goes 5. I think the Nemec guy goes to Seattle.
Well, I mean. Unfortunately, I'm hoping that either way they're looking for.
I'm not trying to middle stuff here. I know you're trying to get cute here.
I'm not. I'm trying to win both. Is what I'm trying to tell you. That's all.
Yeah, but you need the exact. You need it exactly to happen. So where do you think your check's going? I think he's going to Philadelphia 5.
I think he's going to the Kraken.
You think he's going to the Kraken, huh?
It's one of those two guys. It's just whoever their guy is the best. I think they need. They need someone that can be a defensive defenseman, but someone that can dance around the blue line and you know, find open lanes and stuff like that. I mean, you want someone that's going to be, you know, a stay-at-home guy, but for a team like Seattle, you really want a guy that's going to, you know, have a coach saying, go ahead and jump up in the rush. Go ahead and be that fourth forward. So I think, from what I've read, I think this guy brings – I mean, both these guys can do that, but I think that Juracek brings that more than – Nemec does.
Nemec right now, under 4.5 is -220. So listen, the sports books are convinced he's going to be the one, right? That's going to go fourth. Most mock drafts have him as the top defenseman. Although, I don't know. You never know what the GMs are thinking. You know what I mean? I'll give you that. You never know what the GMs are thinking. You mentioned the size of Cooley, and this is a theme. It seems to me, you look at the defensemen in this year's draft, and I think there's going to be a lot of defensemen taken early because everyone's going to be looking for the new Cale Makar, the new high-impact player. I hate to be that guy, but, like, to me, if you're smaller in today's NHL, you better be damn good, man. Like, really good. Like, I, you know what I mean? Like, I have a real, and I hate to be that guy because, you know, other times I'm like, nah, they discount people's size too much, but I'm going to be that jerk GM. Where I'm bypassing people. Like, I'm like, nah, man, I'm not taking this kid. He's 5'8.5" and stuff. Like, I am not like, you play the Tampa Bay Lightning and stuff in the Stanley Cup Finals, bro. Like, you're playing against big men. They're going to knock your ass off the puck, man. Right? They will. Like, you know, I want skill, but you need to be big. And that's why I like the Cutter Gauthier. This kid, 6'2", 200 pounds. Right? He's still young, going to get bigger. This is what I love. You see, this is my problem here, too, with Matt Savoy. And I like Matt Savoy. I think he's good. I'm not saying these guys are small because, listen, they all have those strong thighs and hips and ass and body. You know what I mean? The low strength. So these kids are all built like trees. So, like, they're not. But you're going up against, like, 6'3" defensemen that are, like, 6'6" on skates and stuff, man. And then you put them on skates, and they're going to murder you. Like, they're big boys. That's why I like Korzynski so much. Defenseman, 6'2 and a half, 185 pounder, skilled kid out of Seattle. I bet him under 11 and a half, McKinnis. I got him going to the Ducks, if not higher. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if someone else takes him, but I got that. To me, that's the low ceiling for there. Like, he falls to 10, not past 10 at the Ducks.
Great pick. I like that. And you talk about size. Look, no one's arguing that. That's for sure. And you know, what you said to me about the Coyotes with a small guy like Cooley, I get it, you know, and I'm just kind of with that wager thinking, you know what, after those top two other guys, he's the most talented.
Yeah, no, not that many of them are not big, to be honest. A lot of them are kind of 5'9", 5'10", to be honest, this year, the forwards, the skaters.
You know Connor Garland? He played in the Canucks this year?
Yeah.
Super small guy. I watched him play all the time. I interviewed him a few times. I mean, I was like double his size. This guy played for the Coyotes. He has hands like you wouldn't believe. If he was like 4 inches taller, he would be a machine.
Look at Cale Makar without equipment on. He doesn't look that big. Look at Brad Marchand. He's not that big in real life. You know what I mean? Like,
but he's
I know, but not everybody has that crazy heart either, and that crazy edge that he has. Like,
yes, for sure. And that helps him. You know what I mean? Being his a lot of people don't realize how small he is because of the way he plays. It's a good point you raised. Because,
like, Matt Savoy. So Matt Savoy is a talented kid. I think he's a good player. I think he's going to be a good player in the NHL, but I don't think he goes in the top 8.5. I'm going to go Savoy over 8.5 as well. Because to me, like you said, man, so look, Shane Wright's a stud, generational center type guy, comparable to Patrice Bergeron. Slakovsky is this, you know, the Euro left winger stud guy, could be your goal scorer, 6'4", big guy, right? Logan Cooley, very skilled. Best American on the board, very skilled. There's kind of a drop-off, though, after Wright and Slakovsky. So Cooley's right there. And then it gets into how you want offense or defense. And if you look, like Nemec is you know, on the board. Juracek is on the board. You look at, we were talking about Korzynski. Now, you got all these Euro forwards up here. Marco Kasper. Jonathan Lekomeri. I'll be lying to you if I told you I knew about anything in this game. Didn't want to watch a lot of Deirdre Garden games this year, guys. Sorry. He played for the Sweden Deer Garden. I used to go to a Chinese restaurant called Deer Garden.
I like your Korzynski pick a lot, though, Gabe, and I'm looking at this now. Think about it. Trevor Zegras, Troy Terry, Jamie Dyson.
Yeah, they're skilled up front, bro, this team. They left their goalie hanging to dry, Gibson, all the time.
Yeah, it's a good pick. I like it.
Hey, did I see something, or was I dreaming that Gibson asked for a trade? He wants out?
I know there's rumors of him floating around. I don't know if he asked out, but there's...
Well, I know that, listen, it's not going to be official, like, because they're hockey guys. They're not, and, you know, Matthias is the Duck fan, but, yeah, that's the word on the street. That Gibson said, maybe it's time that I go. I think Gibson's probably looking at the Oilers and these other teams thinking, man, if I could just get on one of these teams right now, you know?
You know what's funny, though, Gabe? He had one of his worst years this year. Like, a little bit banged up and stuff like that, but they would have gotten a lot more for him if they traded him before last year.
I know. They should have.
Right?
Who was the backup off the top of my head? He was good, actually. I remember he won some bets with him. I remember he played well. What's the guy's name? Anyways.
Stolats.
Yeah, Stolarz. Yeah, remember Stolarz. Yeah, I remember he won that shutout. Well. He won the shootout a couple of times for me. I was happy, Matthias. I remember. I was like, good job, Stolarz. Yeah, they should have got, you're right, Gibson. If you're the Ducks, but it's a good point, McKinnis. And it's like I said, I just think Korzynski's too good to fall to 12. I don't think that he's going to fall that far. So 11.5, I like to bet. It's minus 155. But it's a very good point that you raise as far as the Ducks are concerned. They're very skilled up front already, bro. They've already got offense, this team.
And it's kind of like, you know, the quote that I read, I said on your show last week, centers are drafted, wingers you acquire in the trade. And D-men, you have to pick up early. I mean, it's like the game is changing.
They're like offensive linemen, McKinnis. They're the backdrop. You got to get them. You can't win without them.
Yeah. And you know what? How many times every single season, and we're going to be talking about it next year as well, do we find this guy that comes out of nowhere, that got picked up by a team, or he was on the third line, gets bumped up to the second, ends the year, you know, sometimes on the first or power play. That stuff happens all the time. You don't hear about that as much with defensemen. They get drafted. You got to pick them up and hold on to those guys.
All right, we're going to get into a little football. We got Phil Steele joining us later on. We got Phil Steele joining us pretty shortly, actually. College football talk. Get a couple of CFL picks on the other side from McKennis. We got Steve Merrill joining us. We'll get into some Major League Baseball. Talk about this NBA craziness. Late Night Anger Management Class, Pac-12, Big 12, and more. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got to be honest with you. That was even too much hockey talk for me. Especially in the summertime. I realized this during the break. I'm sitting here sweating. I'm wearing a Dodger jersey. And I actually crossed my mind. Why the hell am I just talking? Why am I talking hockey right now? Somebody's tuning in. Why is this guy talking hockey? I thought Phil Steele was on. You know why we're talking hockey? Because it's the NHL draft on Thursday. And that's what we do. We bet on things. And we talk about the USFL, the CFL, the XFL, F1, NASCAR, Major League Baseball, and the NHL Draft. So we're not just getting a lot of people. If you tune in, you can tell we actually know what we're talking about. We're not just going to tell you a bunch of names. We're breaking it down, trying to figure out if this player could fit here, there, looking at the odds and figuring this stuff out. And we've got a bunch of props for you. So Matt Savoy over 8.5. I'm going to Krejcinski under 10.5. Slakovsky to be the second pick. McKennis is locking in. Cooley to be the third pick, and put Shane Wright to be the top pick in your parlays. Big football game in the CFL this week with the Bombers and the BC Lions. FanDuel opens up with the BC Lions. 2.5-point favorites, McKennis.
Believe. But you know what, Gabe? I'm just going to narrow in on the over and going to go up and over 48.5. What do you think? I expect points in that ball game.
In the BC Winnipeg game? Well, you know that Winnipeg's defense has been very, very good. One thing, guys, about this football game, and it's going to be a fun one. It's a good one. And it's going to be on ESPN News. So it's on television on ESPN News. Winnipeg at BC, 7 o'clock Eastern, Saturday night. Both teams are undefeated. Winnipeg just played last night in Toronto. And they won the football game by 1 point because Toronto missed the extra point to tie the game. That would have sent it to overtime. They missed the extra point. But Winnipeg got really beat up in that game. They lost a lot of people. And even guys, you can just see them, limping and stuff. Everybody that didn't, it was a physical game. I think BC are in a good spot. But you say the over, huh? All right, that's your pick, the over.
And Saskatchewan +7. That number's going to get even lower and lower. Lots of injuries on Saskatchewan. Ottawa +7 versus Saskatchewan.
There's McKennis with us. Freudian slip. I don't like that.